Welcome to the UUSM Connections Podcast, a podcast devoted to how Unitarian Universalists of San Mateo connect to our community and the world. I'm your host, Jack Brennan. My guest today is Mareva Godfrey. Welcome, Mareva. I know that there is a dire need in Cuba right now, and you need the congregation at UUSM to open our hearts and our medicine cabinets to help fill this need. Tell our listeners about what you're doing.
So what I'm doing started actually back in 2021 when the internet suddenly went black. And that morning I had gotten a message from my family in Cuba asking me to send anything because they couldn't find anything in terms of over-the-counter supplies, equipment, et cetera. And then the internet went black. And I waited. And the reason it went black was because the Cubans, for the very first time since the revolution, were actually in front of the Capitol protesting the fact that there were no medications to be had. Okay. The situation in Cuba is if you get sick, there's very good skilled doctoring, but those doctors are working with no resources. If you end up in the hospital, your family has to bring in the sheets to change the bed. They have to bring in every meal while you're in the hospital. And at the end, when you get released, they might give you a prescription and you have to figure out where in the world you're going to get the prescription. For those people that are connected to outside family, a bit of a possibility or a better possibility than the people that do not have any connections at all. You can click on a photograph that I will post that is a pharmacy in central Havana. Havana is supposedly like San Francisco or LA to Cuba, and there is nothing. You will see a lot of white packets, and those are menstrual pads, and you'll see some other little packets, and those are typically like herbs, like chamomile, maybe some ginger, but I couldn't find any for my pregnant cousin. The situation is very dire. They need everything, so this is a very easy ask. Just go through your medicine cabinets and anything that you are willing to part with. It can be boxes that are partially used, prescription medication that has expired, as long as it's not a controlled substance and as long as it's not a liquid, I'll take it all. That includes also bandages, soft casts for broken foot or something like that, because they have nothing. The situation is dire because, as it's dire for many people now, we don't know what the situation is going to be at the border. Trump put Cuba back on the terrorist list on his second day in office. And he's just on a rampage about, as we well know, about immigration and forcing even countries that still trade with so-called unfriendly countries, putting them through really the rigmarole of his excessive demands and his crazy petitions and his just incredible restrictive give, which is really one of the hallmarks of being an American. You know, you're really known for the giving. This is not for my family. My family will, what happens is I send it to Miami. The woman in Miami was a doctor in Cuba. This is very near and dear to her heart. She sends it through Panama. It arrives to three different destinations in Cuba. And then they literally unpack everything and sort it so that a family will get, out of like a 200 bottle of ibuprofen, a family might get 10. That's a whole lot of families that then can get at least something to tide them over for now. And that's how it has worked now since 2021. Because I started this, my family has been one of the recipients. And so it's been a way for me to help them very directly, indirectly, because everything takes a long time to get to the island. In a nutshell, that's it. And because there's many more of us in the UU family than just me and my circle of friends. It's an easy ask, and I'm very grateful.
Okay, let's talk about exactly what you need. You mentioned over-the-counter medications. That's anything. That's cough drops and
gastrointestinal relief stuff.
Ibuprofen.
Aspirin. Things for little children. Anything. Vitamins. Anything that you would find in your pharmacy and would probably have stock in your own medicine cabinet is game. I just can't ship liquids and I cannot ship controlled substances. But for any other like medical ailment, that can be shipped. It drove me crazy when I would talk to the people in Cuba because I'd say, well, what good is it going to do somebody with diabetes to get two pills of metformin? Well, it's your two pills plus somebody else's two pills for whatever. And this is how a healthcare, a sick care is being cobbled in Cuba.
Right.
Best way I can describe it. It's That's being cobbled together with the donations of a lot of people.
That really is amazing. You mentioned prescription meds. People, I guess, should leave the labels on that say what the prescription is.
And what I would really appreciate, and I've done, and that is a very legitimate question, is first of all, your privacy is completely protected. Okay. You can take a Sharpie and just delete your name if you don't even want me to see it. Totally fine. I really respect all of that. But basically what will happen is I will gather everything you guys contribute and me and my little elves will unpack it all and group it all, take it out of boxes and actually out of even plastic containers, put it in plastic bags with the dosage, with what it is, because then they're going to make it into even smaller packets once it arrives in Cuba.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So any kind of over-the-counter stuff, antacids or, I mean, I'm just thinking even just the basic stuff, everything.
Cubans have the same ailments that Americans have.
Right. Of course. And first aid supplies. So
Band-Aids, bandages, you name it.
Alcohol,
the clinics. This is so hard for us to even fathom that doctors don't have working stethoscopes. Diabetes monitoring or glucose monitoring machines are in from China. But when they run out of the strips for testing, then the machines are not good. So I've been shipping brand new machines because we have the supply of the strips for the people. This is just a few dozen people. This is not something that financially I can do or anything like that. But every little bit helps. I'm trying to focus on their mission, which is every little bit helps and everybody can give a little. Okay.
And you had one other thing that you mentioned that I hadn't thought of, which now I might have the beginnings of another box for you. I will tell everybody that you'll be surprised if you start going through your stuff, how much stuff you may have. We had a lot. We filled a pretty big box. We filled up with just little bottles of stuff that some of them were full bottles. Most were just partial bottles of things. Somebody else can use them. And I love that so much. And the thing I hadn't thought about before was you mentioned like, what I immediately thought of was knee braces that are like the little things you use when your wrist is hurt and you wrap it up.
Totally. I have shipped a lot of those in the past. Finger splints, you name it, because everything happens and they have nothing.
Yeah.
There was a period, and I don't know if it still is, but I would suspect so, where there was no plaster of Paris for a kid's broken arm.
Mm.
So they're splinting broken limbs with, you know, wood and gauze and whatever. Totally insane. I went crazy looking for the catheters.
Yeah.
Crazy. And finally, interestingly enough, on my last trip, the taxi cab driver is one of these angels on earth. And he found them for me in Cuba. Wow. And I sent the money through three different people so he could get paid for what he had paid for.
Yeah.
And that was 10 catheters for my great uncle. God. And so she's washing them and hoping that there won't be an infection.
Yeah.
And reusing them far past their life. So what you and James, what you guys have given just is I peeked through the box and I went, oh my God, everything is needed.
Well, that's wonderful.
It makes me crazy because, well, if a Cuban were to walk into one of our pharmacies, they would die on the aisle of cough lozenges because there are so many varieties, you know. Right. Do you want it with menthol? Do you want it with lemon? It's unheard of. The plethora of richness that we have that we take for granted.
Yeah.
When I got back from Cuba, I didn't suffer anything because I took suitcases in December to them full of stuff. And I had my own essential pharmacy that was for my own use, which, of course, I left behind when I packed up to go. But when I arrived in Miami, the Miami airport has vending machines with Band-Aids, with mercurochrome, with analgesics, with sanitizers, with everything. And I looked at that airport and I was 2 weeks in Cuba and I was in complete overwhelm.
Wow.
That's the difference of our realities. They have the same needs. This is a truly easy situation in that every little bit, even if you don't have much to give, I'll take it. Don't worry about it. Don't email me. Don't ask me. Just pack it.
Yeah.
Take it. Okay. I'll take.
And tell me how you found the woman that is your contact in Miami, and how did you get involved in that piece of it?
That was pure serendipity. There is a God or something, and he loves me, you know? I am frantically trying to figure out why my family is sending such, because they never have really reached out with, we need this and we need that. They're sending me that message in the morning. No internet. I mean, literally the internet just crashed. Well, the president took it off because he didn't want those images of unrest and protests getting out to the world, but it already had. Everybody in Havana has a cell phone. Everybody in Havana has an account in WhatsApp. All those images were already, and you can look them up. They're really pretty horrific. As I was scrambling, trying to go, how do I send it? How do I do it? All of a sudden, a friend of mine starts talking to me. She's also a doctor from Cuba, and she started talking about her friend in Miami. And the protest happened on a Friday. On Monday, my family had their, I get goosebumps when I say it, but I get goosebumps because that was on a Friday. And by Monday, my family had their first packet of medication.
Wow. Wow.
Because they have it all warehoused. So it's not like I had to wait for the box to go from a particular box. They are already warehousing the stuff on a regular basis. And the woman that does that work, another angel on earth. When I was in Havana visiting, her name is Nieves, four people came to her door knocking.
Wow. Yeah.
To see if she had this, that, or the other. Yeah. And now their efforts have gone to powdered milk.
Mm. And
government cut off all children past the age of 6 months. Zero to 6 months gets subsidized dry milk from the government. Nobody else can. Now they're sending powdered milk and they're expanding some of their efforts into the interior of Cuba, where there is a huge need for children that are in, these are paraplegics, cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy children that are in wheelchairs, that have no verbal skills, and their parents are desperate. And that is the situation in Cuba. It's like, it's a hole that will never get filled. But at least while we can do a little bit, somebody is served, you know? and we have connected. The other part that I think makes this work important is they have been fed a propaganda for now over 65 years of the evil Americans.
Yeah.
These people are finding out that there's no such thing.
Yeah. Right?
These donations, they're coming from other countries too. They have some people in Colombia and other people in other countries. But for the most part, it's a lot of people in the United States, but it's Cubans, expatriates that still have family or still left a piece of their heart in Cuba. Their heart hurts when they hear these stories of deprivation. Because when you look at this photograph, you just go, how can this be in the capital of a country?
Yeah.
So I'm so grateful for my UU family and for anything and everything that you can do this time. This is just my ask.
I know that our congregation is generous, and just get a box, get a bag, and just go through your medicine cabinet.
Every little bit really, truly helps. It makes a difference.
That's really true.
We'll put your 10 aspirins with somebody else, 50, and we'll go.
That's right. That's the greatest way to give. I know that UUSM will step up and do this, and I hope you will repeat it from time to time, Mariva, and let us know when you're going to be sending a box and when you could use a little extra help. We're going to be collecting these items this coming Sunday and the next Sunday, July 13th. But I also know that Mariva says you could bring stuff to her anytime, because as she said, this is an ongoing thing for her. There's always this need, this dire need. So please help anytime you can. If you hear this and you didn't listen to it till August, it's not too late.
Oh, never too late. No, never too late. I'd gladly take it because I amass it. And then when I've got, you know, a prepaid box, I just unpack it all so that I can fit more things in and label it carefully and all of that. By the way, California, because of me, you know, Bay Area, we are the number one donators.
Yes.
I'm proud of that. I actually turned it into just like a personal thing, where at Christmas time, my family donates for Cuba rather than giving me gifts. And when I had a big blowout 70th party, everybody brought donations in lieu of any gifts. Yeah. So it was really helpful. And if for somebody else is easier to just donate money, then I can use it for the sending of packages, whatever. I just mostly wanted with this podcast to make people aware of the need.
Yeah. Now people are aware, and I know they'll step up. I know this group. Thank you so much, Maria, for visiting with
us. Thank you, Jack, for
everything.
You picked up that ball so fast. You're amazing.
I appreciate you. And to our listeners, thanks for listening. Keep making connections.